CLIL 3, History. Exercise 2, page CC3.
Child labour in Victorian times. In Victorian times, poor families could not survive unless everyone worked, including the children. These children didn't go to school. They worked on farms, as servants in houses, and on the streets as road sweepers or selling things. They also worked in factories and in coal mines. Children as young as 5 worked in the mines. Putters pushed heavy trucks of coal along mine tunnels. Trappers sat in the dark with just a small candle, opening and shutting wooden doors to let air through the tunnels. Often they would start work at 2 a.m. and stay underground for 16 hours or more. The luckier ones worked above ground, sorting coal. At least they could see daylight. Children were cheap to employ in factories. They were small and could crawl under weaving machines. Piecers tied off broken threads. They were usually girls. Scavengers picked up scraps of cotton from under the machines. Before 1841, there were no laws to protect children. It took around 30 years for children in all industries to become protected. In 1841, no child under 10 could work in the mines. In 1847, working hours were cut to 10 hours a day. And in 1874, no child under 10 could work in a factory. By 1880, all children aged 5 to 10 had to go to primary school.